If you're like most people, you might wonder how Santa manages to deliver presents to children worldwide all in one night. Would you believe he flies commercial? Jim Burley does. He's a poet, a Massachusetts native, and a guy who believes so much in Santa that every Christmas he dresses like Saint Nick and heads to the airport. This year, Jim joins us to talk about his unusual tradition. Jim, good to see you, and thank you for joining us this morning. You look resplendent in your red and white, that beautiful Santa suit, and I love the beard.
Well, thank you, Dolores. You look great, too.
So how did this get started, and why are you doing this?
Oh, I bought this Santa suit for a poetry reading that we were doing during the holiday season a few years back, and it was $100, and I was like, I got to get a lot of wears out of this suit, for $100. And so I started wearing it at work during the holiday season. I worked at a bookstore. And then I had a flight one year, and it was on Christmas Eve. And I said, well, I'm wearing it the whole day at the bookstore. I might as well wear it on the subway there and then on the flight, too. Maybe, make some kids smile. But it was really kind of amazing to see Santa standing in line for the TSA, metal detectors. It kind of brings a little smile to your face. You go, oh, there's Santa. He's coming with us to Boston,
And I can imagine you have a lot of stories to tell, but why don't you share one or two of your most favorite?
Well, it's funny because sometimes, I forget I'm in the suit and I'll see people that I recognize. So the first year that I flew to Logan, it's Christmas Eve and it's, about almost midnight and I'm walking alone and people are saying, hey, Santa, hey, Santa. And I see this poet I know, Robert Pinsky, the poet, he used to be the poet laureate. I go, hey, Robert Pinsky, how's it going? And Robert's a little taken. He's like, Santa, oh, hey, how's it going, Santa? And I was like, oh, no, it's Jim. How's it going? He's like, I think he would have preferred if it was just Santa and not Jim, He's like, oh, Jim, oh, no.
What about little kids when they see you there?
Kids are always pretty excited. They want to tell you what they want for Christmas. Everyone wants an Xbox or whatever. But there was this woman I remember who was very scared to be on the flight with me. She was like, I don't know, Santa, you seem like a nice guy, but, I kind of want to see your face. So she made me take off the beard one time.
My, how times have changed.
Now we go through TSA and all the... It's funny, when you go through the metal detectors there, most of the TSA agents on Christmas Eve are dressed like elves. So it's funny, they're like, oh, Santa's here,
You just complete the whole scene. Has anyone ever criticized you for doing it? Asked, why are you doing that?
People have complicated relationships with Santa. It's like I remember last year the flight attendant seemed a little bothered that I was there. But then, once she figured out I wasn't going to make a big... ho, ho, ho of myself on the flight. I think she enjoyed it a little bit more. But most of the time, especially from kids, you get sort of sweet stories, and kids have, really excited about it. I mean, I was in my neighborhood and walking along to the subway the other day dressed as Santa to go to something, and someone was really, I think, struck that Santa was in their neighborhood and said, Santa, welcome to the ghetto.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're always surprised when they see you at the airport.
You only have a small window of opportunity to wear the Santa suit, and so... Most of the time I fly on Christmas Eve.
I understand that every year you write a poem.
Yeah, I thought it'd be something nice for the holiday season in the spirit of Santa Claus. The Naughty and Nice List. New England Patriots, nice. Quarterback Tom Brady, nice. Yeah. With like 20 eyes in the middle. Sarah Palin, naughty, but in kind of a nice way. President Obama, nice, in kind of a one-term way. Lady Gaga, naughty, but call me. BP Oil, very, very naughty, and getting a giant piece of coal in the proverbial stocking in their souls. Red Sox GM Theo Epstein gets on the nice list for fixing the Red Sox. Yankees GM, also nice, for not making the Yankees any better. Katy Perry, naughty. Julian Assange of WikiLeaks is wiki naughty. Speaker of the House-to-be John Boehner is on the nice list, but only because he'd cry if we left him off. He's probably crying anyway. Don Draper is on the naughty list. The entire cast and crew of the show Lost is on the naughty list forever and ever because I spent 6 years of my life watching your show and I still don't understand what happened. And my dear beloved Orange Snooki is on the very, very nice list.
Jim Burley, Santa. I know a couple of kids are hoping to be on your nice list.
All the listeners of WBRR are on the nice list. Thank you, Dolores.
Better watch out. You better not.
Every holiday season, poet Jim Burley dresses up like Santa Claus and takes to the skies, although he rides a plane and not a sleigh, from New York to Boston.